Simon and Schuster Audio presents Shakespeare's Sword by Alan Judd, read by John Telfer. Chapter 1. I was not, I assured her, an obsessive. Nothing like it. I've come across many obsessives during decades in the antiques trade and know what to look for. Unobtrusiveness, immunity to distraction, a furtive wariness of competition, and, of course, knowledge so detailed that once they open the sluice gates, you are swept away by the torrent. But she never believed me, not really, and you could argue that events proved her right. I have a 17th-century lantern clock that was here in the shop when I bought the lease. It has never worked. It is awaiting restoration, which means I won't spend money on it until there is a prospective buyer, and has gradually retreated from the front window to the display case beneath the counter, to one of the wall display cases, and finally to the upper back shelf, where it has stood, ignored or forgotten, through generations of other stock. Then one day, a man came in and asked to see it. He was middle-aged, bald, and shabbily dressed. His face hadn't felt a razor for some time, and he wore dirty jeans with worn-out trainers and no socks. He wanted to see the clock, and showed no more interest in anything else in the shop than in his own appearance. His voice was confident and educated. I had to get the stepladder to bring the clock down, telling him that, as ticketed by the previous owner, it was probably made in the 1690s by Richard Savage of Much Wenlock. He took it from me without a word, turned it to the light, and within 30 seconds had told me that it was not a Savage, but probably the work of an apprentice or imitator. The top and bottom plates were iron, rather than the more expensive brass Savage used. He was known to have made only 2 lantern clocks using iron in this way, of which this man owned one. My clock, he told me after further study, was an interesting but crude effort, probably the work of another rural clockmaker at the beginning of a career that never developed. There was an inappropriate 20th-century replacement hammer spring, which, he was sure, I would wish to replace before selling. The clock was not worthless, far from it, but it was of no interest to him. I learned later that he was a very wealthy former pop singer who lived about 20 miles away and had learned to make clock...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?